Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't be blaming Nevada for this, okay? I do not blame Nevada. It's not Nevada's fault that the election is held up, all right? It's the fault of the concept of mail-in ballots. And I think we need to have an honest conversation about how we use them in future elections, because I think they are a cluster and a half. And it's not a Republican ideology or a Democratic ideology. You have the country waiting for what we were told is 100,000 ballots. We were told last night there were another 60,000 ballots that were dropped off Election Day. Now we're, the number was 100,000 ballots that they still have to count. This is ridiculous. Everybody's looking at Nevada. I mean, we are the state, right, that knows how to do sports books. We know how to do craps. We know how to do roulette. We know how to do slot machines. We know how to host a Raiders game and have Allegiant Stadium. We're going to be hosting a Super Bowl, and we can't flip and get an election down. It's not Nevada's fault, okay? We know what we're doing. The problem is we have an entity that used to only be the absentee ballots or the ballots, the proxy votes for those in the military or those who couldn't make it back to their state to vote. And there was a option for people who couldn't go to the polls. We also had a means to oversee when we used to do paper ballots before computers were a thing. Now, all of a sudden, we have reversed it where you have hundreds of millions of votes floating around the Postal Service and floating around mailboxes in so many different areas that there's room for error. Now, a lot of people are freaked out. They are freaked out that there's going to be fraud. And they're not unjustified in their concerns, because whether it's fraud or error, there's a lot more room for that to happen when you don't have the traditional, I'm walking up, putting in my vote. We have a few thousand in this county that can't do that. So when you look at the numbers of the senator who is ahead or the governor who's ahead, and then you look, well, we only have 3,000 absentee or mail-in ballots, not going to make much of a difference. It simplifies things. And then, you know, I want the absentee ballots still counted and those numbers to still go through, but they could still call a race and still know where the country is going. When you tell me that close to a third of the votes that are still additionally pending are mail-in ballots, you're like, we have to reevaluate how we're doing it. And you know, everybody says, well, democracy is at stake. Democracy is at stake. It's in peril. The right and the left are worried about that. Well, they're worried about it because there's room for error. In Arizona, they are trying to validate everybody's signature. Now, you all know my signature. I mean, my signature, it is so easy to forge a signature. And so, I was able to forge my parents for school notes. Forgery is, if all you're doing is going, oh, yeah, the signature looks the same. Think about how exhausted the poll workers must be in Arizona. And then on top of that, dealing with thousands upon thousands and thousands of, that signature looks, that looks good, that looks good. We shouldn't be in this position. The concept of mail-in ballots or absentee ballots were supposed to be a small number compared to the whole. Now, if we are, as a country, going to say, you know what, mail-in ballots are the way to go. Because of COVID, we want to vote from home. We don't want to leave the house. We want it to go to a box. Then that box gets picked up by somebody. That ends up at the mail. Or that ends up driven somewhere in someone's truck. That gets to, if the country is comfortable with that, then great. Then that's what the country wants. But I'm not hearing that from people, especially when people are going, what the hell is going on in Nevada? All right? It's not my fault. It's not Nevada's fault. It's this concept that rather than people going to the poll, we have the, and the ballot counting is another issue. There's a way in 2022 for us to have transparency with the ballots. There really is. You could have cameras. You could have Republicans, Democrats, Green Party, Libertarians, everybody there. You know how we could watch penguins in Antarctica? You could have a camera 24/7. These are the ballots. These are the ballots getting counted. We are taking the ballot, putting it through. It went to the right. Look at how they do it with the House and the Senate. As everybody votes, now you don't have to have the identity of who voted. It could be 08495. Or you don't even have to say that, but you could say, guys, here's the ballot. It's going in, ding, for the right or for the left. Here's another ballot. And the camera's on the ballots. No other, oh, here's another box, or here's another. There's a way to do this with a little bit more transparency. But right now, people are going, well, who's counting them? And the camera's far off. And we're being told that ballot watchers can't still get a close look. That, of course, people are going to find it suspicious. You know, we were told in Pennsylvania that it was going to take days. And then they're like, no, Fetterman won. Pennsylvania was fast this time around. Arizona, however, Nevada. Nevada, it was at first a Democratic lead, then it was a Republican lead almost all the way across. Now we're being told it's going to take time, it's going to take time, it's going to take time. They might be 1,000% correct. You have 100,000 votes, it's going to take time. Those votes might have come from areas that were Democratic, so the numbers might switch. But the average person is going to be, like, nervous. It's just not how elections used to be done, and it isn't a fail-safe, foolproof way to do an election. So here we are waiting for hundreds of thousands of votes still to come in, and depending on what happens with Arizona and Nevada, it could be all up to Georgia. If Nevada goes Democrat, the Democrats lead the Senate. If it goes to Adam Laxalt, then it could be a tie. Or close to one, and then we rely on Georgia. So we really need to have an honest conversation about where we go here with mail-in ballots, because I think we all could agree they're an absolute cluster. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I like being positive and I like cheering people up. And the one thing that I am seeing, actually I'm seeing multiple things that's been happening, is I get my Democratic friends, my Republican friends, grumpy and sad. They're depressed about the election. And I like to, I've been doing this now for how many years since I've been practicing medicine, try to get people out of their election depression or funk. But I tell the Democrats and I tell the Republicans that I speak to that the glass is half full with this one. You guys had some positives coming out of this election. And so let's just quickly talk about what are the positives that came out of this. And maybe you guys might feel a little bit better rather than being depressed, because dang, I mean, you guys are grumpy. And you're getting grumpy in Nevada. Don't get grumpy in Nevada. It's not Nevada's fault. There's a delay. It's like that. Mail-in ballots are a cluster and a half. But, Okay, so the Democrats. So the Democrats have been getting hit over and over and over again with low Biden polls. And Biden, polling well and not being popular. And they were told that there was going to be a red tsunami or a red wave. And it didn't happen. It wasn't a red wave. So Democrats can feel pretty good that they didn't get completely consumed by this election, that they still have districts and states that are strongholds. Governor Whitmer, Gretchen Whitmer, who the country thought was going to be considered to be very unpopular, still won by a landslide. Governor Hochul in New York. Right. People thought, you know what, you know, she got there because Cuomo had to resign and, you know, there's a lot of crime in New York. Is no, the Democrats still want her. So, you know, New York's not, you know, going red. Whitmer still has her seat. Colorado still strong. California still strong, you know, for the Democrats. And so Democrats still got huge wins in that they, you know, the Senate is still going to be close. They still have Biden in office. They are going to still have to deal with, you know, the poll numbers but they were able to stave off a red wave, which means half the country or the constituents in their strongholds like the way things are going, like what's going on. The Republicans have some wins. They have a lot of wins. All right. And I know Republicans go, gosh, this is embarrassing. Well, it's embarrassing because everybody was saying there was going to be a red tsunami. Nobody should have ever said that. Okay, there's not, you know, we know the country's divided. We know it's pretty 50-50. Maybe 52-48, but nobody should have ever said it was going to be a red tsunami. So what are the positives? Well, one is that if the Republicans do take over the House, then they do get to stave off some of the spending. They might have a little bit more control fiscally. And then the Republicans might be able to go then into 2024, go and look what we did with the economy, as opposed to Biden taking credit for it. A mixed government where you have both parties allows Republicans to slow down some of the other agenda. And if they get the House, that's huge. The Senate's important, but the House is crucial for that. So if the Republicans get control of the House, which it looks like it will be, that's a huge win. There should be nothing that they're depressed about. I think they picked up new governor seats. They picked up multiple congressional districts that were blue, even in New York. I think in California some are flipping. And so the Republicans are gaining steam in areas that they never did. The other thing that the Republicans, that kind of is weighing heavy on them, is where they go in terms of their front runner. Is it Trump or not? Democrats have the same issue, but, Biden might make it simple for them, saying, you know, I'm going to run again, or I'm going to resign and let Kamala be the first female president, and then you have Kamala. So I think the Democrats aren't going to struggle as much with their choice as Republicans are. They're really split. Do you go for a DeSantis? Do you go for a Trump? And so Republicans, some of them might have gotten a little bit more clarity, you know, based on what's going on. Somebody said, well, what happens if there's cheating? What happens if they're cheating? How is there a win with that? Well, you know, sometimes when something bad happens, good arises from it. If there is cheating again, let's say, and there's cheating in every election. I mean, there were cheating in elections back in Roman times. Always somebody dead, you know, votes in an election. And so there's always an element. We just don't know if it's a significant element or if it's a small element. But if we do find that there are ballots that get, again, found years later at a post office, like what happened a few months ago, then maybe the process of mail-in ballots will get fixed. That's a positive. I'm looking at the silver lining here, guys. All right? You know, Democrats and Republicans want to make sure that their candidate wins. They want to make sure that there's nothing funny going on and there's no shenanigans. So if you have enough people kind of concerned that the process stinks, maybe the process will get fixed. For Republicans, if the Democrats still hold a significant amount of power, if we are hitting record inflation, and we are in a recession, and that's going to take a year or two to resolve, the Republicans could then come in 2024 going, okay, guys, now it's time for us. So the Democrats can, if the recession continues or the recession worsens, they can blame Republicans while the Republicans were in the House. And I know you guys are saying, well, if there's, you know, positives for both sides, how is there a positive? How is there, you know, it all depends on how you use your positives. People can, you know, cry about the election. People can be depressed. People can say we have an unpopular president. You know, the Democrats will not have a strong control. We might not be able to get more Supreme Court justices. You could cry all day about that. Republicans could say half the country likes Biden. Half the country supports, you know, these policies. We're never going to win an election. Yes, you will. There is going to be, and the reason why, you know, as we talked about, people are stressed, is because they don't like 50-50. All right? The country wants to know they're on the winning side. All right? People don't necessarily like it when their football team goes into overtime. And every time the Dallas Cowboys, you know, it was a low-scoring game or whatever, I always said we should have never been, you know, in this position. We should have never been in this position. Right now, the country is going, we shouldn't be this neck and neck. It shouldn't be this split. But out of that can come good. You know, I don't think the election was necessarily won by extremes. I don't think it was the Ocasio-Cortez's Bernie Sanders versus, you know, MAGA Trump. I think the majority are going to find certain avenues that are bipartisan, fighting crime, securing the border, national security, raising our education standards and getting these kids educated, fixing the economy, protecting the environment. These are things that you do have centrists and moderates on all sides agree on. And remember, our lives are changing. We aren't fixed. Your income right now is not going to be your income 2 years from now. The crime situation in your neighborhood is not going to be the same. The demographics and the political leaning of your county might not be the same. Things are changing pretty quickly. So the other positive to this is if you think it's going to be neck and neck every single election, and it's always going to be the struggle, and you're on half the country, the other country's half, and you can't just split the country, you know, because everybody's kind of mixed in with the states, and it's really hard to separate, you know. Remember, people's situations change. Once somebody gets raped or attacked, or, you know, they probably have a different, you know, a different attitude towards crime, then somebody is like, but it doesn't affect me, we're good. We're good. Or somebody who felt they were wrong, they were wrongly accused, wrongly arrested, they're, you know, if that happens, they're going to have a different attitude. You know, same thing, if there ends up being, you know, more issues with, you know, illegal immigrants coming in and you know, causing crimes, people, individuals that are affected by that are going to have a different attitude. Those who say, look, I have great neighbors, they learned the language, they went through the citizenship process, you know, let's bring as many, you know, people into our country, their attitudes are going to change. Are the economy, though, how we're moving from a pre-recession or early recession into a full-blown recession or not is going to be really what matters. And so if Republicans can show that they helped stave it off, or Democrats can show they helped stave it off, they're going to be able to take that to the election. So there were wins. You know, we concentrate on what happened that was positive and build on that. You know, but if you're a politician and you're like, well, we just have to keep saying the same old stuff from 2010, it's not going to work. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Hurricane Nicole was downgraded to a tropical storm after making landfall along Florida's Atlantic coast as a Category 1 hurricane early Thursday morning. The storm made landfall about 3 a.m. Eastern near Vero Beach, bringing with it strong winds and dangerous storm surges. Governor Ron DeSantis with more.
It will move through the state, exit into the Gulf of Mexico, and then make landfall again somewhere in the Big Bend region in North Florida.
Since neither candidate landed 50% of the vote in Tuesday's midterm elections, the Georgia senatorial race between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker is heading to a runoff election December 6th. It has been confirmed that President Putin will not attend next week's G20 gathering of world leaders in Indonesia. He will instead be represented by his foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you thought that in the last 48 hours you wouldn't get any texts from any politicians, your phones would be quiet, you finally wouldn't be bombarded with political ads, but then my phone kept going bzz, bzz, reminding me that I need to choose a healthcare plan. Have you guys been getting those texts? Healthcare.gov keeps telling me I need to choose a healthcare plan, and I'm like, it's that time of year. It's that time of year. And for you to pick a healthcare plan, you need to prioritize. What is it that you need? Do I need cancer screening? Do I need gynecological type stuff? Do you need mental health? A new report is revealing that Americans are prioritizing mental health during open enrollment this year. Now, joining us to discuss the challenges facing us and provide advice on choosing the right health insurance plan, and thank God, because I'm still at a loss, is financial pro Winnie Sun. She is here to share important information about the new Aflac Workforces Report. And you've heard of her. She is award-winning financial pro, CNBC council member, Forbes contributor. She is known as the Wealth Whisperer. Winnie, thank you. thank you for coming on the show. We really, really appreciate you.
It is such a pleasure, and I'm so appreciative of you, Dr. Delia, for having me here.
No, man. I mean, you've been busy. You've been busy, and we really, really appreciate your guidance. So it is fascinating that, you know, mental health is more people are now choosing to focus on that, maybe because of COVID, maybe because of everything we've been dealing with. So talk to us about the survey.
Yes, absolutely. The 2022-23 AFLAC Workforces Report found more than half of American workers surveyed are currently facing burnout, and this is a 52% jump from last year. As you know, this isn't healthy to have in your company. This can impact job satisfaction and loyalty. Employees want to know that their employers care about their well-being. The report also found that only less than half of those surveyed said that they actually feel confident in their understanding of their health insurance policies and the choices they are making during the annual open enrollment period, which is where we are right now.
And I love that you bring that up because, you know, having my practice for 16 years, it blew my mind how many people weren't aware that, you know, this is your deductible or that's not covered or, but the ACA was supposed to cover it, but that's a screening mammogram, not a diagnostic. And I think we do have a lack of understanding of our plans. How do you overcome that?
You know, you're absolutely right. There's so many questions and so many things we don't know to ask, so we don't ask them, and then later on we end up having to spend more money. So this is the key. This is one of the surprises I found, is just that most people spend less time devoted to researching their benefit options during open enrollment. Most people actually spend less than 30 minutes on this, which I find surprising because most people spend more time planning their vacation. And 90% just select what they picked last year. And you and I both know a lot has happened in the last year. You mentioned COVID. And employees should really take the time to carefully explore their options and what's best for them and their households. The report shows people are struggling emotionally and financially this season. So it's important for just everyone to know that you're not alone.
It is so true. And you know, how can you learn about your plan? Are there people on the phone? Is it the HR department? Where's the best source of getting this, you know, explained to you?
Well, the good news is right now it's open enrollment, and open enrollment we know is one of the most important times of the year. This is where you get all your benefit options from your employer. You know, the insurance companies that service your employer also are going to be available to you. So you want to sit down and review your different choices and, of course, jot down any questions you have. Talk to your medical professionals, your doctors and whatnot, and see what companies that they would recommend that you consider. And for households, the decisions that you make will affect you for the entire coming year. So they're important and impactful financial decisions. For many families, healthcare costs make up a big chunk of a household budget. So it's important to research your options. You want to know that you have the right coverage for when you need it, whether it be HMO, PPO, or any other insurance you can afford. And it's important to ask about mental health coverage, because this coverage, now more than ever, because in the past you may not have had this option available to you, but now we're seeing it pop up a lot more. So consider including supplemental insurance, things like accident or hospital policies offered by AFLAC, which can actually help bridge the financial gap between many of the traditional plans, because many of us have heard of a crisis in the workplace, which makes these decisions even more important for workers.
That is so true. We're speaking to Winnie Sun, award-winning financial pro, CNBC council member, Forbes contributor, and who is known as the Wealth Whisperer. So you're a financial expert, and that is very, very powerful in terms of, you know, how you can guide individuals. And I love the fact that you have health in the forefront, because I think they say the average person could not pay off a medical debt. And our medical debt and our medical bills, you know, we want to be wealthy, we want to have retirement. Chances are it's going to be a health issue that's, you know, inhibiting our portfolio. So what advice do you like to give your clients?
Well, you know, I think this is a really critical time. we talked about these costs that are really daunting and big, and especially this year because we're also dealing with sky-high inflation impacting everything from the cost of Thanksgiving to gas to all parts of your budget. Many people are stressed and worried. This can have a major impact for many on your mental, emotional health as well, and this comes at a cost, so we want to prepare. As you know, how people feel shows up at home, at work. And even, you know, a whopping 86% of employees surveyed said that they reported high levels of burnout, which causes mental health challenges. We're talking anxiety, depression, trouble sleeping even. And this personal mental health will negatively impact your job performance, which helps pay the bills. So we want to make sure that you're in a good place. So companies like Aflac have taken note, and they're providing more mental health coverage into their policies. What I would say is this: if you haven't looked at your financial plan in a long time, this is the time to do it. If you feel overwhelmed, there's people that can help that will be able to talk through this. And this is the year, we're going into the end of the year. Just make sure that you do your year-end planning.
Mm-hmm. When does open enrollment end?
So open enrollment ends, depending on your employer, it's going to be probably in the next few weeks. So definitely if you haven't heard from your employer about your benefits, you know, send an email, make a phone call, you know, maybe go and see somebody. This is the time to check it out.
It's true. And, you know, we have employers. We have managers. We have business owners that listen in. And they're probably nodding their heads going, you know, we are seeing employees burn out more. And many of them, you know, the stigma around, you know, I'm struggling is finally going away. And people are saying, look, you know, I have to address my stress. I have to take care of myself. It's not just about diabetes. It's also about my mind. So, I think employers need the guidance too. And so I love what you're doing. We thank Aflac for helping us with this, segment to kind of reach out. In the last minute or so, anything else, Winnie, you'd like to share with my listeners?
Sure. Well, let me tell everyone share one really quick story. You know, recently chatted with a friend who told me that the pandemic had taken a toll on her son, and he was about to start high school, and his mental health was struggling, and he really needed help. And she did what many parents, like I would as well, she researched their health insurance policy and learned that all of his needed therapy sessions would not be covered at all, and it was devastating. And we know that the last few years have been tough, and more people need mental health services more than ever. Now, there are resources out there. You know, Aflac introduced this mental health coverage to many of their individual group policies, but you know, check out the Aflac Workforces Report.com, and we love to invite you and your guests to my hashtag Winnie's Son tweet chat with Aflac Senior VP and Chief HR Officer Matthew Owenby, which is going to be on Wednesday, December 7th. So we'd love to see
love
you
it.
There.
Awesome. Winnie's Son, thank you so much. Thank Aflac. And you got a busy month ahead, so we appreciate you. Can't wait to have you back.
I appreciate you. Thank you, my friend.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Hurricane Nicole is starting to weaken over Florida. Remember, hurricane season technically ends end of November. So it's November 10th. We're still technically in hurricane season. I know people are like, what the hell is going on here? But it's we were told we were going to have a above average hurricane season. I think we did have a less than expected busy season, but we had a very destructive one with Hurricane Ian. And then Florida got a 1-2 punch with this Nicole following right after. In fact, we're told that we've already had two people die in Orange County, Florida. Two people were apparently electrocuted by a downed power line in Florida's Orange County. Deputies responded to the intersection of Bayfront Parkway and Pershing Avenue. And when they arrived, they found a man who was unresponsive after he exited a vehicle and made contact with a downed live power line. He was pronounced dead on the scene. A woman traveling with them was also electrocuted, transported to the hospital. So sad. Right now, 67 counties in Florida are under a state of emergency because they are not sure of the extent of the impacts. While dealing with an election and dealing with, you know, and I know DeSantis, he won pretty easily. They aren't having the drama that Arizona and Nevada has. You know, they are still post-election. They're still post-Ian. They didn't really need this. They don't have time for this, but they are. And DeSantis declared an emergency for 34 counties on Monday before the landfall. He added 11 counties on Wednesday and then amended the list today out of an abundance of caution. So according to DeSantis, he said the wind from the storm is still very large and the impact stretched far beyond the center track, with much of the state already experiencing a tropical storm force winds. Impacts have been basically what's been expected. You do have downed trees, you have power lines, you have some road washouts. We've seen beach erosion, especially in areas that have already seen erosion from Hurricane Ian. So that this, I think, primarily affecting Brevard, Volusia, Flagler, and St. John's County. So some schools have been closed. 61 school districts are closed as a result, and the state has activated 600 National Guard troops. Now, remember the, I forget the name of the condo that fell in Florida, the beachfront, oceanfront property. Some beachside homes have collapsed, as Nicole Batters, Florida. These are coastal homes in eastern Florida's Volusia County. They have collapsed into the ocean as Nicole pushed a huge volume of water onshore. In Wilbur by the Sea, it's a barrier island community off Daytona Beach. Several beachside homes or parts of them crumbled as storm surge tore the coastline and undermined their foundations. 22 homes in the area have also been evacuated because they have been deemed unsafe. The coastal erosion is making their homes vulnerable. In Daytona Beach shores, at least one single-family coastal home partially collapsed. And the surface picked up, and it's, I mean, these are beautiful homes. These are on the water. It's, you know, it's interesting. When I was little, you know, we were struggling financially during some years. A couple years we did okay, in a lot of years, you know, we would struggle financially. We'd go to California to see my grandma and grandpa. We left California when I was younger because we couldn't afford it, but my grandma and grandpa still live there in an apartment. And we would go to the beach, and I would see these homes on the beach. And I go, you know, gosh, you know, how, you know, wouldn't it be nice to live on the beach? You know, then my parents like, but they're really expensive, you know. So all my parents had to say is, but they're really expensive. And I knew it was never going to be my future, right? And I'm like, but will the home fall into the ocean? And you would see these gorgeous homes on cliffs, you know, mud, you know, and you know, and I'm like, you know, does, you know, there's tides. Can the ocean ever take the houses? And my dad said, well, that's why you have to build high. But, yeah, there is that potential. And I wondered, you know, as a kid, I go, gosh, you know, mind you, it would be nice to be rich. It would be nice to have a coastal home. But I'm thinking to myself, I go, I would always hate to have that fear that, you know, something changes or a tsunami. Remember, this is a little kid with that thinking. And I'm not saying that for us to feel good that we don't have a home on the ocean. But it is a threat. And I don't think a lot of people realize that. And it's when you saw that condo collapse with people in it in the middle of the night, and how many, 80 to 100 people died? I forget how many. Sunnyside, I'm sorry, I don't have the name. Originally we thought it was a sinkhole. We thought it was because of beach erosion, and they said no, it was poorly architected. I really think that the erosion is a big part of it. The Surfside, it's okay. Champlain Tower South, By the way, you know, Binks, a cat, survived all that. It was found alive 2 weeks after the collapse, so that was pretty cool. But a sinkhole was reported. This happened June 2021. And somebody was on the phone with her husband. She was talking. She goes, you know what? The pool is gone. Or there's a hole in the pool. And she was looking out the window, and then all of a sudden everything collapsed. I still believe, and I know they ruled it out. They said the Champlain Towers South 12 condominium did not happen because of a sinkhole. But when you hear everything that happened, and I get it, you know, faulty engineering and you know, issues with your structure could cause buildings to collapse. But oftentimes, the changes shift with sinkholes, and we know there's sinkholes, you know, in Florida. I told you, you know, people say, well, there's climate change, there's global warming. You know, one thing that I have seen shift, not in my lifetime, but it appears over thousands of years, is the West looks like it keeps getting drier, and the East looks like it keeps getting wetter. And if we don't realize that, you know, Florida is becoming more and more, and it doesn't have to be a climate change argument, it could be things shift. The Grand Canyon obviously had water in it thousands of years ago. And, I mean, there's still Colorado, but it's you know, for there to be a canyon, that means the water levels were higher. And those water levels are gone. And it wasn't because I ate a McDonald's hamburger, you know, during my lifetime and I changed the climate. This is something that has been, we've had shifting. We always do. And when you fly over Florida and you look at the land and it almost looks like islands as opposed to, you know, there's the, here's, you know, our land and the ocean is coming up to it. It's almost like the land is asking permission to be in the ocean. That's just how it looks when you see the Everglades and you know, we have, an issue where we are losing our beaches. We are, losing erosion. The water is shifting and, a lot of Florida homes could be in trouble. So, you know, these hurricanes don't help. And the erosion doesn't help, and foundations can only do so much. You can only have as brilliantly engineered a building, but nature wins. And if you start to lose your ground because of water levels rising or because of erosion or because of storms, there's only so much you could do. And so, they are reevaluating many of these homes and buildings, and this is something that DeSantis is going to have to do, and I believe he is on, but you have coastal properties. When you go to Florida, it's exquisite. There are coastal properties, and you hope and you think that land is safe and you just kind of wonder, you know, which areas could possibly be potentially vulnerable, and we have another condo collapse. But when you do start to have a sinkhole or you do start to have that shifting, you will see changes you will start to see changes in your house. You might see a new wire. You might see a new pipe. You might see new cracks in the building. Doors or windows might become harder to close or open. And you're like, well, wait a second, that should be smoother. Cabinets and drawers may not align that easily. Fences may look irregular or fall. And you're like, well, that's interesting. Also, new puddles or bodies of water. You're like, we've never had a puddle here before. Well, it's because the earth might be sinking. Things to watch out for. 1-877, Doc Dully.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.